All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm going to call this meeting to order. It's the American Rescue Plan Act Special Committee meeting, and today is April 13th. It's 5:05 p.m. Welcome. Could you call the roll, please?
Criswell.
Here.
Corcoran.
Here.
Levine.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Sperry.
Here.
All right, great. All present and accounted for. And first of all, I want to thank you all for doing all the scoring that you did. The committee's got those scores. I think we were in good shape with that. So I think we're not going to have to do that too many times, depending. We're going to actually move right into a little financial overview that was requested. So Amber is going to give us sort of just high level numbers right now. And what I asked her to talk about was, again, where our starting point was, what we've committed to. There's a few things that are a little unsure exactly. You know, we've committed dollars to them, but we haven't spent them. For example, the staffing dollars that we committed. But also I asked specifically to calculate if we approve, if all these resolutions tonight get approved, where would our bottom line be at this point? So Amber, if you could take that away.
Okay, so as everyone's already aware, the initial value that Ulster County was awarded for American Rescue Plan Act funds was $34,491,474. The value of projects that are approved, funded, and completed was $1,738,978, which leaves a remaining ARPA allocation of $32,752,496. So we have a bucket of funds that have been dedicated to specific sources, being the respite houses and the crisis stabilization center. That totals $2.8 million. Then we have a bucket of funds that have their capital projects that have been both approved and funded that total $4.9 million. And then we have another bucket of operating costs that have been approved. The operating costs approved in the resolution for ARPA staff members. In this specific total, I included the full value if those funds were to be approved in future operating budgets. So the entire length that the resolution was for would be applied in the budget. That's an assumption. So when all it with all of those buckets, the remaining ARPA allocation is $20,334,655. We have this extra bucket of capital projects that were approved in the capital improvement program. They were not funded, and those total $10 million. And then we have the projects that are before us tonight, which total $8,350,000. So if everything in the capital improvement program were to be funded at the proposed values and tonight's resolutions were to be funded in full, the remaining ARPA amount is $1,954,655. A lot of assumptions in there.
A lot of assumptions. Deputy Executive Kelly, do you want to add anything to that, or do you have any comments on that number?
Sure. So over the next month, I think we're going to be looking at some of the actuals and some of the older budget items based on the old plan. So we did pass capital projects, which after a lot of discussion with this committee and other legislators, I think we all now realize that it's not going to stick to the buckets, to the plan, as originally proposed last June. So I think based on what I'm seeing for next month, we're going to be coming just with contracts and to execute on some of the existing appropriations that we've already received. And then taking a semi step back, and looking at lining up actuals, or if we delayed a position, or I can tell you with the CSN positions, it's significantly harder than we expected to hire for those two lead positions. So there's going to be just inherent savings by not filling the positions right away. Same with the ARPA positions as well. So I think some of that balancing will free up some other funds. We'll also be looking at some of the existing approaches. We brought this up in terms of respite housing, where we're trying to find some creative solutions with the potential use of foreclosed housing and turning those into respite houses in kind of geographically diverse locations in the county, which would save significantly while still accomplishing the intent of the legislature's policy. So I think the step back, breathe, start to execute. We're getting a lot of things from the non-for-profit stuff in, that deadline's hitting. We're getting hopefully ready, if we are able to execute on a water sewer program, to actually do that. That's another heavy lift. But I think we'll get higher than the 1 point something. I know we will. But I think we'll settle on that number in the next few weeks, I hope.
Thank you very much. Opportunity for us then, once we take a little step back and once we have a better sense of the funds, is to go back and look at our priorities list and see, you know, do we want to diversify our spending? What have we been spending our money on? Is there something that we've been missing? You know, is there a critical area that we could really want to hit? Comptroller Gallagher, I wanted to give you an opportunity if you wanted to weigh in on the finance side of things.
I think Amber did a good job summarizing. I hope that this committee will come together on a regular basis, be it quarterly or if not monthly, to evaluate what's actually been spent, because there are a number of projects proposed that really may or may not be shovel ready. And as you get closer to the deadlines, if some of these things aren't moving, you may want to make reallocation decisions. And you also may want to let people know, the towns with respect to infrastructure, nonprofits with respect to the nonprofit fund business, with respect to the business funds. If these funds are not gone, like, we will reallocate. So get your applications in now. Yeah.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that I was envisioning that as well, that as we move through this initial pot of money and then sort of things shake out, we're going to re-envision what this committee's about and what our goal, you know, how our goals are changing as we move on. Great. Yes, Deputy Executive Kelly.
Sorry, Comptroller Gallagher brings up a really good point about, you know, envisioning what's next. So we are purchasing Elizabeth Manor, and we're going to be doing a major capital improvement to turn that into emergency housing. So that's partially why we brought somebody like Nate Litwin in, who has managed capital projects and converting old spaces into affordable housing in his former job at RECAP. So a lot of what will end up happening, I know all this stuff is moving very quick. We actually now have to implement all of these different projects. If 368 Broadway gets approved, we have to now execute on turning it into a crisis stabilization center and mental health hub. So tracking all of the spending that goes in with that, doing the RFPs, the bids, the design work, all of that stuff is going to continue over the next 2 years. And the ARPA team has to supplement, because our project managers and DPW are focused on our existing capital program. So that I do want, and I do envision, a regular report out on the status of each of those projects to this committee as the committee of record.
And we want to continue to ask the hard questions, you know.
Yes. I mean,
that's our job. And so that's why we're here. Any committee members have any questions about the finances? Okay, great. I'm going to move us along. We have several resolutions before us. What I'd like to do is actually take the resolutions out of order. I want to go 160, and then I want to skip over to 163, 64, 65, 66, 67, and then pick back up on 161 and 162. Does anybody have any objections with that? Okay, great. So can I get a motion to discuss resolution 160, which is the land bank?
I'll make that motion.
And a second, please.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
great discussion. I think we've heard compelling arguments. I do want to let you know that this was adopted in Ways and Means 5-0. So it got full support there. Yes, Tom.
Yeah, not a bad idea. It's got the support. But again, that's one of those ones where if we don't get the bank, if we don't get the approvals, you know, there should be some time, a time limitation on this, so the money gets back and it can be allocated somewhere else where it could be used. So that was my comment on the original item here. But again, I don't have a problem with the trying for the land bank. Will it happen? I don't know. I'm kind of pessimistic more than optimistic, unfortunately, but that $1 million needs to have some type of limit somehow.
Agreed. And I think that's the intent as well, that, you know, there'll be a moment because we have to spend this money by a certain time frame. And I think we're all really aware of that. So thank you for bringing that up. And that's something that we're going to have to just keep an eye on as it goes forward. So, all right, if there's no more discussion, I'd like to call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? All right, this passes. Thank you. All right. So could I have a motion to block resolution 163 and 164?
Yeah, easy. I make that.
Thank you. And a second on that?
I'll second.
Thank you. And all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Great. Okay. So now a motion to discuss the block.
Motion.
Thank you. A second.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great. So let's discuss resolution 163 and 164. This is the Silver Gardens project. We've heard a lot from the team, from Kevin and the RUPCO team. Do we have any further questions, any more digging in that we need to do on this? This was adopted in Public Works 4-0. It was adopted in Health 7-0, and it was adopted in Ways and Means 5-0. So it has substantial support to it. So I think I would just, I hear no other comments from the committee, I would like just to call a vote on this. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Abstentions? Well, no abstentions. So, all right, great. It passes. Thank you.
You're muted, Rich.
Yeah, would you like to say anything, Mr. Gerentine?
Yes, I'd just like to thank your committee for your hard efforts and looking into it. Also, the other committees that looked at it, I think you'll find that it's going to be a very, very worthwhile program, housing project that's going to be in the southern part of Ulster County. But we'd like to thank you and everyone else there. And Kevin and I, on behalf of RUPCO and myself, thank you again. So
we're looking forward to regular updates on how the project's working. That'd be great.
Great. And also the county exec's office, too. Thank you, Chris.
Ditto. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Motion to discuss resolution 165, which is the Brownfields resolution.
I'm with it.
And a second. Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. So this was also adopted in Public Works 4-0, adopted in Energy and Environment 4-0, and adopted in Ways and Means 5-0. So again, across the board, full support. Any further discussion on this one? Okay, let's take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And no abstentions. All right, this passes. Great. Thank you, everyone. And a motion to discuss resolution 166, which is the Crisis Stabilization Center purchase of 368 Broadway.
Motion.
And a second.
Second.
And I'll in favor of that. Any opposed?
Aye.
Great. All right. So this was adopted in Public Works 4-0. It was adopted in Health 7-0, and it was adopted in Ways and Means 4-1. Does anybody know why the one wasn't opposed to it? Yeah, Deputy Executive Kelly.
Thank you, Chair Criswell. So this was legislator or Minority Leader Ronk just expressing a concern that it's in Kingston and that he strongly thinks that we need to start considering locating services such as this in the southern end of the county. I will say that him and I have been engaged in this conversation on a lot of different fronts, which spurred our mobile county government effort to be reignited, which started earlier this week. So I do hear him loud and clear on this. And I don't think this is a misfire, but I think it should be all on all of our minds to consider these things, as it's a big county. And I know the population centers feel like they're here. Ellenville is very populous too. And so is Marlboro. So is Shawangunk. So I think that we all should keep that in mind as we move through a lot of the other projects. Thank you.
Thank you. And I think this is also a moment where we think about a continued partnership with Ellenville Regional Hospital. They do great work down there. And, you know, maybe that's something that we think about with some additional monies that we have. Great. Any further discussion on this? Okay. I'm going to call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Resolution passes. All right. Do I have a motion to discuss resolution 167, which is adopting a neg deck for the demolition of the former Ulster County Jail and for the demolition of the jail itself?
I'll move it.
Make it.
And a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Great. Any discussion on this? It was adopted in Public Works 4-0, and there was no action taken in Energy and Environment. Legislator Green, can I ask you why no action was taken in Energy and Environment?
Let me see if I can there. I'm sorry, quite frankly, I'm multitasking since I'm not on the committee. Would you please repeat the
issue? Certainly, no worries. We're just, we're about to vote on the adoption of the neg deck for the demolition of the former Ulster County Jail and for the demolition of the jail itself. And there was no action taken in Energy and Environment. And I was just curious if you could enlighten us as to why that happened.
Yeah, I can. We rarely have public comment at committee meetings, but there were people that asked to comment. They were mainly neighbors. There was also discussion about how the demolition would be done, how much traffic, et cetera. And there was enough concern, including the fact that legislator Erner was unable to attend. So some of the things that got put off were put off because his father passed away and he was unable to attend the meeting out of respect for wanting his input. So those are the major reasons. There was community concern, and out of respect, we postponed it till our next meeting. I believe also, I may be mixing this up, I'll check the minutes, but I believe that they wanted the sponsors present.
Okay.
I'll double check that before our next meeting, but that's okay. What occurred, and thank you for asking.
No, thank you very much. Deputy Executive Kelly, do you have any insight on those concerns, or have you heard those concerns from community members?
I know that there's been several community engagements done by Penrose regarding the project and also with the Kingston Planning Board. The most recent was published in the Freeman, where there were a handful of comments expressing the concerns that Legislator Green has reiterated here. But in terms of like broader non-support for the project, that's certainly not occurred. So we still strongly believe that this is a project that needs to happen, and look forward to when we do get to have a vote on it.
Thank you. Committee members, any further questions on this project?
My comment is just I'm in favor of the project, so I'm in favor of moving it forward tonight.
I too am in favor of moving it forward. So I'd like to just, Legislator Levine, you have a comment?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to pose a question to Deputy Executive Kelly or anybody who might have knowledge, just because I know it was in regards to, I think, the question that I think Legislator Erner had brought up at a previous meeting, just regarding the issue with, I think it was the runoff issue. And I was just wondering if there was any updated information as to a response to that question. And I do know that was an issue that other members of the community were raising. So if there was just any updated info on that, that would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Sure. So I know Director of Planning Dennis Doyle has had contact with Legislator Erner on this issue. So I don't want to speak for Dennis because he is kind of the subject matter expert on that. But I know that he addressed it in Public Works Committee, and he's also addressed it with Legislator Erner at another time. I think in terms of the project, we're not going to be able to move forward if we're going to be ending up flooding out neighbors' homes. We're a municipality, we're a county. I think we have a pretty high standard that we have to uphold whenever we engage in a project, and certainly taking seriously the neighbors' concerns would be paramount for us. So I would say we'll be a responsible neighbor in this, certainly.
Thank you. Legislator Hewitt.
Thank you. I have two questions. I don't have the details of the resolution in front of me, so I'm wondering, is this a negative declaration on a CECRA? And also, is there a cost to the county? And if so, is that why this is in front of ARPA right now?
So this is a neg deck on CECRA. And then the reason it's in front of ARPA is once we move this, so there's been a resolution passed last spring to move this to the Housing Development Corporation, so then we can sell it at the conclusion of the demolition to Penrose. That's the person that won the RFP to build the workforce and senior housing there. So we cannot, when you're talking about bonding and financing, we would have to maintain an interest in the property for a long period of time in order to borrow from it from a normal county process point of view for financing. The reason we're doing it with ARPA funds is because we don't have to carry that same level of long-term interest in the property or ownership. So it's really about bonding and financing is the reason we're targeting ARPA for this. And that's $1.5 million for the demolition.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm going to call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And opposed? Okay, it passes. All right. If I could get a motion to discuss resolution 161, which is the water project in Marbletown. Yes. And a second, please.
I'll second it.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. All right. So discussion on this. I know that we've had pretty hearty discussion about the water and sewer resolution that we moved through this committee, talking about it being an umbrella for making it a more fair process for all regions of the county, that they would then apply to that larger pot of money and So I just wanted to kind of frame it as that's part of this conversation. So I just would love to hear comments, questions from the committee itself on this project. Yes, Legislator Corcoran.
So the way that Resolution 96 was rewritten on multiple occasions, I'm in favor of 96. And 96 is that umbrella that gives the municipalities a fair shot at that. So that at 33% of the cost of the project with a maximum match of $500,000 is very contradictory to 161. So that's my problem with 161. I don't have a problem with Marble Town coming to get a piece of the pie. But again, with me being in favor of 96, where everybody gets that fair shot under that umbrella, that maximum is at, you know, $500,000 is $500,000 on the match. So, you know, that's where I'm at with 161.
Thank you. Other comments from committee? Legislator Green, I see your hand.
Yes, thank you. If I don't have the list in front of me, I apologize for that, but if this is the project that goes out past the college and through Marbletown to Stone Ridge, I did canvass. If you'll recall, there was a lot of opposition from community members for the fire training center, which ended up happily in the town of Ulster, and I think it's working out really well. It's an unusual location, and I did re-canvass the neighbors, and there was widespread support. So I just wanted to report that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I'm personally in support of the project, but like Legislator Corcoran, I think it should actually go through the process of the larger water and sewer resolution that we're approving. So, yes, Legislator Corcoran.
I just want to echo that. I am in support of the project, but under the umbrella of 96.
Great. Yes, Legislator Hewitt.
Thank you. I think Legislator Green might be talking about 162, which is Grady Park and the trail system.
No.
The water. I'm clearly not talking about that.
No. It is the water project. Yeah. Legislator Levine. You're on mute right now, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a technical question. We are Resolution 96. Are we scheduled to take that up in session next week? In regular session. Okay, thank you very much. So that clears up my technical question. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, I'd like to call a vote on this. Oh yes, Deputy Executive Kelly.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to let the group know that in one of the past meetings during Public Works, Legislator Nolan brought up that for a pre-application that we'll use for the broader water and sewer project, we're actually going to run this project through it as kind of a test case to see where the status is. And then next week, I've invited the supervisor of Marbletown, Legislator Stewart, and their team, including Dennis Larios, who's the engineer on the project. So we're going to have a roundtable next Wednesday, just so we can all kind of absorb the project, because we do support what they're trying to do there. Certainly, and we've been engaged there, but I think the meeting will tell us a lot and see where we can go for it.
Thank you for that. It's good to hear that there's broad support from the legislature and from the executive side. So, all right, so I'm going to call the question. All in favor of supporting this resolution, say aye. All opposed?
Aye.
No.
Correct. And I think the that's unanimous, correct? Okay, did you get that vote, Amber? Sorry.
May I just...
Yes, Legislator Green.
I'm sorry, I just would like to ask Deputy Kelly to be included. I may not be able to attend, but the project is actually in my district, or a good portion of it is, and then it crosses over into Legislator Stewart's district.
I'll make that happen.
Thank you.
Thank you. And for our last resolution, it's resolution 162. And this is the Grady Park construction in the town of Marbletown. Can I have a motion for discussion?
Motion.
And a second, please.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, I'm going to frame this one as well. Again, I'm supportive of trails and I'm supportive of outdoor space projects. I think this is quite specific to one area. And in my opinion, it doesn't meet the criteria that we've been talking about a benefit to the whole county. I just wanted to frame it and give you a little bit of my thinking on that, but I'd love to hear other thoughts on this project. Legislator Corcoran?
I'm just going to echo what you said. Again, I'm not in favor of it, but just again, it's just narrow and it doesn't benefit the entire county under the funds and what we were appropriated to do with these funds. So again, don't have a problem with the project. Trails are good. But again, I think it's just a little narrow for me to get on board with this one also.
Thank you. Other legislators? Legislator Sperry?
Thank you. So we, you know, when we discussed the OSI trail expansion, I think in this committee, we had a really hard time with that one and it did score. I think, actually, Amber, do you know if they scored about the same or if the OSI was higher or lower? Regardless, I know that the reason why we decided to go with to support the OSI project was the expansion of it towards Ellenville and trying to help an underserved community. And I agree with what you've both said already about this being such a narrow project, not to mention the fact, and believe me, I'm a cyclist and I use those trails like crazy, that, you know, this as an idea of a connector trail, it's actually kind of far away from where the trails are. Chris, I don't know if you can back me up on that, where Grady Park is in conjunction with where the O&W comes in. It's actually like a mile and a half or so away. So if for me, again, it's I appreciate the effort and the idea, and I would love to see more connector trails, but as our funds are getting lower and lower, I don't want to duplicate. Personally, I would like to use money elsewhere and diversity of projects versus doing more trail expansion projects.
Thank you. I'm going to call on Legislator Levine, who's a committee member, and then I'll call on you, Legislator Hewitt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with everything that's been said by all the committee members, and I just especially wanted to piggyback on what Legislator Sperry had just said in terms of regarding the, I think it's very fuzzy in terms of a definition that to say this is a connection, to claim that there's a connection here to the greater network because of, yes, the mile or so distance. I think that's kind of an issue to call that a connection. So, you know, it's kind of a very gray definition. So I just wanted to say I wholeheartedly agree with all the statements that have been made. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Legislator Hewitt and then Amber.
Thank you. I'm also commenting in order to agree that I think there could be a better county approach. Legislator Sperry, it's about a quarter mile from this park to the connection to the O&W. And so yesterday in our meeting, we were talking about connector trails and parking lots that are close. I think a good approach would be to use language like Resolution 96 that has a countywide approach where there's matching funds. So if, you know, in this case, Legislator Stewart is passionate about it, or maybe Deputy Executive Kelly is passionate about a project in Marlboro and can help out over there. We can each help out with five connector trail parking lot projects that the towns share the cost of. So I think that's a better approach on this idea. And also, when Legislator Stewart said that it will have a trail, a loop with the Locks Trail, it's hard for me to see how they're going to get from the east side of the Rondout to the west side without using the bridge. And he said there will be new sidewalks. So it's a great idea. I think you're all correct on that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. And I also love the idea of using some ARPA funds to leverage other projects and be seed funding. That's what we talked about from the very beginning, is this is seed money. So that's great. Amber, did you have something you wanted to interject?
Yeah, the OSI Trails project scored a 54% overall, and this project scored a 25% overall.
Oh, big difference there. All right, I'm going to call the question unless there's any more comment. So all in favor of resolution 162, please say aye. All opposed, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. So that resolution fails. All right. Thank you. We had an efficient meeting tonight, did we not? Thank you. Appreciate that. And I don't think I have any new or old business. Does anybody have any new or old business they would like to bring up? If not, you still have some sunlight. Go out and take a walk. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you so much. And I will see you at session.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, sir. A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a great night. Take care.
Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Good meeting.